Hello and salam alaikum. This is Rola, your soul sister on Monday Blues, aka Monday is not the enemy. Today, I just want to talk off the top of my head because it is something I have thought about a lot, and I think that it may actually help us in getting beyond these challenges we have with everyday work. Okay, so I have talked previously about how you should love the work you do, find some satisfaction, be happy, count yourself lucky. You're one of the fortunate few. You can just find an angle in your work that makes you happy, and that is because time is ticking. This is your life, and it is happening every single day. Now, you can love what you do, and the other option is for you to do what you love. And doing what you love, which could also mean finding your passion, finding your purpose in life, it has become muddled up in so many layers of self-discovery, self evaluation, and people just trip over themselves trying to discover what they love to do and spend time, sometimes constructively, but most times not constructively, and spend time researching this and never really coming up with an answer. I have a theory about this, and that theory is that what we love to do is usually embedded in something we ignore or we take for granted. Or we just assume, oh, it's nothing, it's just something I do on the side, or maybe a hobby. Our passion, our purpose, our mission in life, all of us, each and every single human on this earth, has been blessed with something unique to him or her. Now, it may not be that unique, you're the only person in the entire world that has it, but unique in the sense that your own way of looking at that thing is unique to you because nobody has the collection of experiences you have that makes you interpret something the way you do. Okay, for example, let's say you love to write. Now, in your writing or ability to write and communicate with written word, you would communicate in a way that is unique to your own personal experiences and what you think and your own thinking process. Which is why it would be said to be unique to you and cannot be exactly copied by another person. You see, so 1,001 other people may also love writing and love writing about the kind of things you love writing about, but your own take is unique. So, how do you narrow down to find out what you love to do? I'll say the first step is for you to go back. Go back in time and try to remember when you were a child, when you were 8 years old, when you were 14 years old. What was it that you did and did effortlessly? What was it that you imagined your life would be as an adult? What were the things that you really enjoyed doing and you threw yourself into? Please do not go down the road of, the question adults would usually ask, what do you want to be in future? And you say, maybe the typical doctor lawyer. Well, if you're one of the kids that really wanted to be a doctor or lawyer, all those fancy things, fantastic. But most of the time, children have a wider, broader, brighter imagination, and they do not stereotype themselves or box themselves. So, if you can retrace yourself to that period in life, 8 to like 14 year old, what did you love doing? What was life like? What did you see yourself being? What did you throw yourself into the most? What were your hobbies? It's very likely you can begin to see where your heart lies, the things you desired the most, the things that you were aspiring to be. It's possible you're lucky and you've still been able to walk that path, and it's possible that years of schooling and years of following popular culture, you have buried those desires. Now is the time to go back and, you know, dig it up. And if you've been living it and you've become dissatisfied with it, now is the time to go back and check and see that at what point did I become disconnected with this heart desire of mine. Believe me, following what seems logical, what society says is cool, and what your parents may insist is the best thing for you could actually be the worst thing for you. But if you go back to what your heart desires, what your heart pointed to, the things that you loved doing, the things that maybe even now your friends say, oh, you're so fantastic making different kinds of soup. Can you make me soup for the weekend? Oh, your pictures always come out telling a story. Can you take photographs for my wedding? You're so good with children. Can my children come spend the day with you while I go shopping or go for a party or whatever? Many, many things we take for granted and just assume it. Oh, it's just a thing I do. Therein lies a light that we can just investigate and see whether there's something bigger there. I heard a quote from Mfon Epo just a few weeks ago, and she said, you cannot make as much money or be as successful outside purpose as you would inside purpose. What does that mean? It means that you may have a wonderful life right now and you may enjoy your work, but if you have something higher in your heart that you could do, that you would enjoy more, your life would be fuller because of it if you explored it and did it. So yeah, you may be of the lucky ones who are doing good now, but going back and, you know, trying to rediscover the authentic you would help you live a more robust, beautiful life. So you can love the work you do, or you can do the work you love. Either way, do not sit on the fence and be of the 90% of people who are not happy with what they spend their Monday to Friday doing. Do not be of the 90% of people who are trading in their lives for unhappiness, literally. Our lives are finite, and we cannot afford to let it slip by and not be lived as fully as possible. That is just my off the top of my head vent this Monday, and I hope you've enjoyed it. This is your soul sister again on Monday Blues. Till we chat again next week Monday, do take good care now, and bye bye.